For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Families across the Inland Empire continue to feel the impacts of the Trump administration's increased immigration enforcement. UCLA researchers who analyze deportation data say Latino immigrants without criminal records are being detained. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
Arleth Pacheco says her father, Gerardo Pacheco Oliveros, is a construction worker with no criminal record. She says he was in the process of applying for residency when ICE agents detained him in San Bernardino last month. Pacheco says she couldn't speak to him until 2 days later.
Just like that, they just took him away. He was just on his way to work.
Pacheco says her father was taken to the ICE facility in Adelanto, but says now DHS won't confirm if he's still there or has been transferred. The UCLA analysis found men like Pacheco make up a large portion of those detained each month. Numbers jump from about 3,500 to more than 30,000, mostly men between 18 and 54. Paul Ung is a public affairs professor at UCLA.
Over time, what we've seen is that it's the non-criminals who are increasing the most in terms of being arrested, detained, and deported.
DHS did not respond to a request for comment about Pacheco Oliveros' case. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in San Bernardino.
Candidate filing opens Monday, February 9th for the June statewide primary election. The San Bernardino County Registrar of Voters says candidates can begin submitting paperwork starting Monday and have until 5 p.m. on March 6th to file. Several offices are up for election, including congressional seats, state senate and assembly districts, county supervisors, and dozens of countywide offices. To run, candidates must be registered voters living in the district they're seeking to represent. Candidacy paperwork is available at the Registrar of Voters office in San Bernardino during regular business hours. Candidates running for offices in the cities of San Bernardino or Loma Linda must file directly with their city clerk. More information is available at sbcountyelections.com. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday refused a GOP request to block California's new congressional map established under Proposition 50. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The court rejected an emergency request by the California Republican Party to block the state's redistricting proposal. Republicans argued the new map was racially gerrymandered and gives Latino voters an outsized voice. Lower courts rejected that argument. The order paves the way for California to use a new congressional map designed to favor Democrats in the 2026 midterm elections as both parties jockey for control over the U.S. House of Representatives. The map could yield up to 5 new seats for Democrats. California's redistricting plan was in response to a GOP-led effort in Texas aimed at creating 5 new red congressional districts. The Supreme Court also upheld that proposal last year. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
An analysis has confirmed what many seasoned motorists already knew, that the Inland Empire has some of the most dangerous roads in California. That's the upshot of an analysis by car insurance marketplace iSelect. Using data recently from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Fatality Analysis Reporting System, it found fatal crashes over a 5-year period were most numerous on Interstate 5. Among the 8 deadliest in California were Interstates 10, 15, and the 215, and State Road 91. Each has lengthy segments through the Inland Empire. On the top 10 list of cities with the highest number of fatal incidents were San Bernardino and Riverside, with a combined total of 411 deadly crashes over a 5-year period. Los Angeles and San Diego were ranked the most deadly. That's been the Midday Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.